Please enjoy this Verizon ring while your party is reached.
Yes. Hey. What?
Hello?
Hey, Brian. Is this Brian?
This is Brian.
Hi. It's Mookie.
How you doing?
It's Mookie at the radio station. I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Good, dude. Thank you for taking the time. Next time, we got to have you in here. And believe you me, I think you'll flip out when you see where our studios are.
Oh, wow. Where are they?
No, we're a new station, I guess. By the way, are you a California guy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I dig on the 818 number. I'm from Northridge or whatever.
Yeah, I'm from around Agoura Hills, kind of.
Oh, right on, dude. Here's the deal. We just started a listener-supported station. We're a low-power FM in Laguna Beach, just earshot from L.A., between San Diego and L.A. We've been on the air for 7 months and completely nonprofit, so it's member-supported. You could become a member. You pay a little bit. You get a T-shirt and some perks and stuff like that. So, we're playing... what's hot and alternative, but it'll play three times a day max, that allows us to play more new, more mom and pop operations, and record labels are taking notice. And 2 weeks into it, Kelly from Block Party was walking in the door for an interview, and all of those things are so encouraging. So it's
that's awesome, dude. Yeah, that's all sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, right on, man. And, you're familiar with, KCRW or, a KEXP in Seattle. I kind of envision this station to be, for new music discovery and all sorts of things. So just to give you the lowdown on what's up.
Yeah, dope. I really like that.
Let me ask you this. We're rolling tape for later consumption. You guys just played Coachella. What are you doing in the week time between Coachella performances?
We played last week, and then we just played this week, but we got off stage about an hour ago. In between weeks, we played Vegas, San Diego, L.A., and Phoenix with a band called Souls. We were opening up for them.
Oh, that's right. I'm actually a San Diego guy. I saw you guys were playing the Griffin, I don't even know, one of those venues down there, and I was pretty annoyed that I missed the show. But, yeah, Souls are rad, huh?
Yeah, they're rad. The San Diego one was a little weird because it was on campus in Porter's Pub,
made
it into a venue, and it was a little it was a little budge. I mean, no disrespect because I know you're from San Diego, but yeah, it was because they transformed this place from not a venue into a venue.
Right.
I don't know.
I get it. And then a couple of days later, it's you guys are on one of the huge stages at Coachella,
Yeah. No, not even so much that. It's not really a respect thing. It's more so it took them a while to transform it into a venue. So everybody ran late. So our sound check kind of got cut super short. So yeah, but it was still fun. We always love coming down to San Diego. We've only been down a couple of times, but it's always a good time.
Cool, man. So let me ask you this. It seems like you guys haven't really been doing it for too long. I feel like I've heard the song Sweater Weather on the radio. Well, we've been playing it for a really long time, and then I'm doing all my research. I'm reading stuff on the internet. You guys are actually coming out with your debut full length next week on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it's just in a couple of days now. It's getting exciting.
It's great. It is getting exciting, and lots of people around the country are showing you love. You're playing a lot of great shows, teaming up with a lot of bands for the live thing. But what's available right now to the general public really is just a couple EPs, and then this new record on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we did a 5-song EP called I'm Sorry, .. And then a 7-inch called Thank You, .. And then our album is I Love You, ..
Right, and I imagine that's just going to fly off the shelves, if you will. It almost coincides with Record Store Day, almost.
Oh, does it?
Right, yeah, Record Store Day's on 420.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow. Yeah, I know. A lot of people do some, rare releases or exclusive Record Store Day type releases. But, you guys are going to have no problem, I imagine. People are pumping it up on radio. Has it gotten placed in any TV or film? Have music supervisors taken notice?
I think a couple. I know we had our song from our EP, Female Robbery, that's also on the album. That song was in a show called Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
And then I think there's been a couple other things. I don't know about necessarily major TV or movies, but I know that... James Franco used our song for an ad he had going on, and then so did Playboy. you sweat cool, weather.
Man.
For
what
like,
a blessing. Did you ever imagine like you guys coming out? I mean, originally, all you guys are from where?
Everybody's from California. I'm actually originally from New York, but I moved out to California pretty early on, and I met all these guys. So yeah, we're a band. We're based out of all out of the same like Thousand Oaks, pretty much.
Yeah, right on. I'm familiar with the area for sure. And again, like I said, we're just earshot from Thousand Oaks. So next time you got to come through. And like, I'm all about generating content for artists. You know, I feel like there's only so much K-Rock or Clear Channel can do. You know, generating content for bands and creating a buzz. Like, that's really what we're all about here. Let me ask you about this artwork. If you know anything about it, there's an upside down Illuminati triangle with an eyeball, a heart, and an upside down house. Who came up with that? And is there even a story behind it? See, I ask the tough questions here, Brian.
No, there definitely is a story. Well, the upside down house is our logo. And we've used it in a couple designs to replace a U. Like, we have a beanie that says Hoodlums, but the U is the upside-down house because it's kind of in a U-shape.
Mm-hmm.
And the album is called I Love You. So the upside-down triangle with the eyes is I, the heart is love, and then the house is you, so it's I Love You.
It becomes so much more clearer now, Brian.
Yeah, yeah. And the first logo, the upside-down triangle with the I in it, our singer has that tattooed on his throat.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that was kind of like we wanted something to represent I, and that seemed cool because it would also kind of, you know, if you see us live, you'll recognize it. You know, he's had it before. But yeah, the Illuminati thing is always funny. People are always like, oh my God, Illuminati.
Yeah, it's a big thing, man.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's funny and it's like, it's kind of cool. You know what I mean? I mean, I know nothing about the Illuminati or whatever and all that stuff, but it's always interesting for people to assume that because that's, you know, I don't know, I feel like that's interesting buzz whether or not it's true.
And people take to symbols and symbolism and stuff like that. Let me ask you this, how give me one thing how things have like changed from you guys. You know, I imagine, yeah, I mean, every musician who's walked in the studio here, no matter how successful they are, like if they're big time or not, they always tell the same story of playing, you know, dive bars and coffee shops and stuff like that, really, for just drink tickets. What has changed from those days, you being a musician, to you know, right now playing Coachella and stuff like that? Again, we're listener supported, KX 93.5. Brian, I guess you're calling from the desert right now, huh?
Yeah, I am calling from Coachella.
Yeah, Brian from the neighborhood is calling right now, and you guys actually just performed. I figured you guys would play a little bit later, but what the hell do I know?
Yeah, I mean, it's an early slot, but it's still kind of cool because, you know, we played at 120 on Friday. So the first weekend, we kind of went into it with, you know, trying to stay positive about it, even though it's an earlier time, that, you know, people come to Coachella to see music, and what better than for, you know, early on the first day, everybody's so excited to go see music, you know what I mean? It could be, you know, that's kind of a way to look at it positively. You know, people are
itching
to get out there and see music, and we play early on the first day, so we could be, you know...
So
people,
you know, those early people are there for the music. They're probably a little bit more attentive and maybe a little borderline, a little bit more sober.
Yeah, we've had some good crowds. I mean, last week was great. This week's also was really great. Last week we had a little miscommunication with our set time, so we played a little shorter than we could have.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is not the biggest deal in the world, but yeah. And then this weekend we got to play. We played like four more songs than we did last weekend.
Nice. All right. So I feel like we do have a lot of musicians and a lot of people taking notice of our station. For those people who are listening, any advice you could give? And I guess from what I asked before, you know, what has changed from, you know, the neighborhood of now to before when you guys were just grinding it out?
Well, as far as advice goes, I mean, I feel a little pretentious giving advice, but I will say, as cheesy as it sounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're in it, man. You guys are doing promotions. You guys are everywhere right now, and probably a lot of people listening, you know, hopefully listening right now, they want to be in your shoes. They want to have that record blow up, and it seems like it's happening for you guys.
Totally. Yeah, so. I mean, as cheesy as it sounds, I would tell people just to not give up because I had been in bands, you know, since I was, you know, 14 years old, and I kind of quit. I gave up and I moved away, and it took the guys in the band, because I was originally in the band, we were writing some songs, and then I was kind of like, I've been doing this for so long that I want to just go and finish school. And
what
I left.
What were you going to study?
I was an English major for 3 years, and then I was a music business major for two.
Right.
So still kind of involved with music. But it, yeah, it took those guys calling me and being like, dude, we can't let you kind of give up because, you know, they were like, we know how solid you are and how good you are, and you're like a good fit for us.
Nice.
Like, we write good music together, and we don't want to do this without you.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that happened because I, you know, dropped out with a semester left in my 5-year-long college career, and I came back, and now here we are. So.
Amazing. Who took notice first? Was it one of these, a record label person?
It was actually, it was some record people were hitting us up after we dropped our first song, but I think it was really Zane Lowe from BBC Radio 1 who premiered our first song, and I think that really was, he kind of championed us, and a lot of people kind of took notice from that.
That's awesome. Probably someone I want to aspire to be one day as a DJ.
Yeah, he's great. We've met him. He's a really cool guy. He's cool and he's funny, and then he's also super responsible, and he's got his kids and stuff, and so he's always nice. He's always out having a good time with us, hanging out, and then he'll be like, yeah, I gotta get home and put the kids to bed.
Listener-supported KX93.5. We got Brian on the phone from just fresh off the stage from a Coachella set out there in Indio, California. You are in a band called The Neighborhood. You do have a huge presence online, very accessible online. I guess the new record, the first full length, the LP is coming out. You can pre-order it now, but it's coming out on 4/23. I guess you guys are playing a bunch of shows after Coachella, a handful in the States, I think, and then you're off to Europe. After that, after the promotion kind of settles in and everything's kind of done and wrapped out, what do you think you're going to be doing with yourself? What are you doing in your free time?
We never really stop writing music. Like, we're a little silly in the sense that album one's not even out yet, and we're already ready for album two.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, I mean, we do a lot of that in our free time. You know, some of the guys work on other stuff. I know that Jesse, our singer, is involved with some fashion stuff, and I have, you know, a little side project that I just do whenever I have free time. But yeah, and then we still get together even when we're home, and we play a lot of basketball or, you know, watch some hockey, big Kings fans, so.
Oh, right on, yeah, nice, man, absolutely, Southern California.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess before we let you go, man, thanks for your time and everything. Is there anything you wanted to say to the general population who might not be familiar with the music of The Neighborhood thus far?
I would say, I'll take an interesting stance on this. I would say if you want to check us out after our album comes out and you want to listen to one song and get a good vibe of who we are as a band, I would say download a track called Afraid. It's the second track on our full length.
Awesome. So is that, is that what we could look forward to? Is that going to blow up right after Sweater Weather? Is that going to be the official number two single?
I don't know. I mean, it's always tough because we love that song. We've been playing that song since like our first show, and it's never even been out.
Yeah.
But we love that. It's just good vibe, you know. We ended the set today with it. It's one of our favorite songs, and it, you know, it never kind of gets old. We always love playing it. So regardless of whether or not, you know, radio picks up on it, I think it's a good track that if you really want to get a good vibe of what we're about within one, you know, 4-minute track, that'd be a good place to start.
Cool, man. Well, Brian, thanks so much, man. You're so personable and easy to talk to on the phone. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man. Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah, you never know. With some artists, it's like pulling teeth, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right, man, have fun out there. We'll talk to you soon, and next time I'll see you right here in the studio, hopefully, God willing.
Yeah. Sounds good, man.
All right, brother, have fun out there.
All right, bye.
Bye.